Afternoon, Dan. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for your time on a Saturday afternoon. Touch footy in Bendigo. How long has it been going? Because I've been here, dare I say it, 5 years, and I didn't even know this existed.
Dan, you must be missing out. Touch footy has been in Bendigo for as long as I've been here, and that's over 10 years.
Wow.
And, way before my time as well, definitely.
So tell us a little bit about Bendigo Touch Footy as to, like, some of the rules. It's similar to rugby league.
Yeah, very similar. But the best part about touch is that it's great for mixed genders because, obviously, touch instead of tackling and you have to roll the ball and there's no kicking. In touch football.
Okay, so it's still the six tackles, or is it just a play until you get the ball get taken off you at that part of the game?
Yeah, so there is only six touches, and then it's a turnover. Or if the ball fumbles onto the ground, it's also a turnover.
Pretty much the same rules as sort of a rugby league game. And I guess thinking about the rugby league side of things and touch footy, the last person that I know that played touch footy on a reasonably professional level and is now doing very well is Ryan Pappenhausen from the Melbourne Storm. So that's how he got his start into rugby league through touch footy.
A lot of players do that pathway. Touch is fantastic cardio, and so they start off with touch, and then the pathway is there to more of a national sport.
Yeah. Now, it's both, you mentioned there, it's both open to male and female juniors as well. How are the numbers looking for touch footy?
This season, we're just about to open registration, so we're hoping we get decent numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Given the turbulent year, we're really pushing that people come and try touch football this year.
Well, it has been tough for a lot of sports, hasn't it? Especially earlier this year. Obviously, the football season, the AFL seasons have been cancelled, the netball has been cancelled, so it's a great opportunity to take up a different sport. Now, what is the cost in playing something like touch football?
So, this year, our club has made a real effort to make it literally as cheap as chips for any participant. So for a senior, we're making it only $90 for a 16-round game competition. And for our juniors, which is anybody under 17, it's just a $45 fee for, again, $16 of competition.
Now, do you play against other sides in Bendigo and Central Victoria, or is it a statewide thing? How does that work?
Our local competition is just against community members.
Okay.
But we do have competitions in Ballarat, Geelong and Melbourne if they ever get out of lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have also pathways to state competitions and national events. So we go to Coffs Harbour and play against New South Wales, Queensland. You know, the touch mad states.
Yeah. The sky's the limit, as they say. Now, Taryn, you've got a come and try night coming up soon. Can you tell us where, when and what to expect?
Yeah, so the come and try night, we're opening up to any beginners or people wanting to try a new hobby. So our come and try beginner training is on the 6th of October, Wednesday night at 6 p.m. And we play at Strathfield Say Club Courts.
Everyone knows where that is. So if you are interested in taking up touch football, Taryn, I guess you've sold it pretty well over the last couple of minutes in the world of touch football. And I really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. And let's see if we can get some numbers to play touch footy because it is a fantastic sport.
Yeah, I'm a bit biased, but I do love the sport. And if anyone wants any more information, they can check out the Facebook page. It's just Bendigo Touch Footy, or they can find our Gmail on Google if they're after any more information.
Taryn McDowell is the president for Bendigo Touch Football. Really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, Sarah. It's Gold Central Victoria, the Sideline View.